The following is a presentation of the Premier Dance Network.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Ask Megan Show, brought to you by Balancing Point Podcast. On this show, Megan Fairchild, who's a principal dancer with New York City Ballet, answers your questions. So let's go ahead and get started with today's show.
This week's question comes from Carol, who wrote in, "Hi Megan, as the parent of a dancer who is now almost 17, how do I help her find the right type of guidance as far as what companies would be a good match and how to audition? I want to help, but do not really know how. Thanks for your show, I just love it. Sincerely, Carol." Thanks, Carol, for writing in. Most companies usually have an audition tour where they go around to the big cities and hold general auditions to look for new company members. I am a fan of attending every audition possible and not discriminating between the different companies when making a choice about where to shoot for. You can find a list of all the auditions in the back of Dance Magazine, and I'm sure if you go to a company's website, they will list where their next auditions are. The reason I say audition for everywhere is that when it comes down to it, a dancer will be happiest and have the most success if they are in a company where the artistic director really prefers their dancing. And if you widen your options and see what you have to choose from by the end of the audition season, then you will hopefully have found a match between a company where they really like you and vice versa. I have known students who thought they had a promise from a certain company, and then certain budget things fell through and the dancer was left without a job. And because they thought that they were set with the specific company, the dancer didn't happen to audition for anywhere else that year, and they were left unemployed, at least until the next audition year. So, that's an example of, it's never over till it's over. Always keep all of your options open. Audition everywhere. Also, another plus about going and doing every audition is that you can start to become really good at it and hopefully start to execute better under that kind of pressure. Auditions can be really stressful. Ballet is already difficult enough, even if you are trying in a room all by yourself. But then you add strangers from big companies that might be intimidating, teaching a class that is a bit foreign to you, and it can end up resulting in not your best dancing. So it's best to practice by doing every audition that comes to town so that you can start to desensitize yourself to the stresses that auditions incur. Really, it is just another ballet class. A very important ballet class that could change the course of your future, but a ballet class no less. So why not practice on the companies that come to town that you think you don't really care about? I can't think of a better way to learn how to audition well. There is nothing like experience. Also, another nice thing about auditions is that they are also a moment for you as a dancer to get to understand what the style of the company is like, what they prioritize in a ballet class, and the general energy and atmosphere that you might find if you were actually in the company taking class from the director. If you don't live near a big city and auditions are difficult for you to attend, then you might need to do a little more research. Each company has a website, and I think you can also send in videos, but always auditioning in person will be your best shot, I think. Also, these days, it does seem to be the case that ballet companies like YAGP are great ways to get a director's attention. This is never something I personally participated in, and honestly, they sound super scary to me, but it is the growing trend. So if this is an option at the school your daughter attends, then don't turn it down. Also, all of this advice holds true if you're still a student and needing to audition for summer programs. Go to every audition possible. Don't assume that you don't like a certain company or that they won't like you. When I auditioned for summer programs when I was 15, I did every single audition that came to Salt Lake City. And I even auditioned when I was really sick one day. I remember that day I didn't even go to school, but I gathered enough energy to make it to the audition. I remember I had a cough drop in my mouth in between every combination so as not to cough and distract. That audition happened to be for SAB and changed the entire course of my career. I had no real idea what New York City Ballet was at the time, the company that SAB feeds into. And looking back, I am so glad that I did every audition that came to town. You won't regret it. Thanks for tuning in to my podcast, Ask Megan. As always, we will be back next week with another new episode. For those of you that have a question, I highly encourage you to go to premierdancenetwork.com to record your question. It keeps it really fun and personal when I get to hear your voices, and I think it makes the questions more real for the listeners as well. Just go to premierdancenetwork.com, click on the Ask Megan link, and record your question. You can also find me on Instagram at mfairchild17, Twitter at fairchildmegan, or through my website, meganfairchild.com. Wishing you all a wonderful October.